Good evening. My name is Linda Kilbert, and on behalf of Regina Bollinger, welcome to our concert here tonight. We are very glad you've asked us here. We love playing in this beautiful church. Tonight we bring you a variety of pieces and will feature special numbers by many talented young musicians. We warmed up with the African-American spiritual Deep River. It is a song of hope and longing, expressing a desire for peace and freedom, both in this life and the next. It has been used in several films, most notably in the 1929 film version of the musical Showboat. After that, we opened with the unmistakable anthem of the Protestant Church, A Mighty Fortress, written and composed by Martin Luther around 1529. Next, in the spirit of the season, we have three songs often heard at Oktoberfest celebrations. First is Ach du lieber Augustin, which means, Oh, you dear Augustine, a popular Viennese song presumably composed by the balladeer Marx Augustin in 1679. After that is Du, du liegst mir im Herzen, which translates, You are in my heart, a German folk song believed to have originated in northern Germany around 1820. We close the set with Heili Heilo, a traditional German hunting song. Sit back and enjoy Ach du lieber Augustin, Du, du liegst mir im Herzen, and Heili Heilo. Next, we're proud to present a very familiar face and a talented musician. Andy Haddock will play Sonatina by Italian-born English composer Muzio Clementi. job, Andy, as always. That was wonderful. Next, we have another seasonal favorite. Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider, is a vaudeville song written in 1903 by Eddie Leonard and Eddie Munson. The song brought a tremendous response, and over 1 million copies of the sheet music were sold in the first year. Its popularity was driven in part by the numerous performances on radio and eventually television by vaudeville star Eddie Cantor. And appropriately, Cantor's wife was named Ida. Here is Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider. We have another special performance, this one by our own band member, Gary Sparks, who will perform God Bless the Child on flugelhorn.
Thank you.
Wow, that was great, Gary. Thank you. Next, we have the ever-popular song, Sentimental Journey. It was written in 1944, a time when the world was in the throes of World War II. FDR was elected to the fourth term over Republican challenger Thomas Dewey. A first-class stamp cost 3 cents, and a gallon of gas was 15. This classic song about a bygone era was written by Les Brown and Ben Homer and made famous by singer Doris Day. Come along with us as we take a sentimental journey. Next, we have another young musician to astound you with his talents. Please welcome the band's own Jonathan Sparrow to play the classic ragtime song, The Entertainer, by Scott Joplin.
Thank you.
right, way to go, Jonathan. Next, we have a medley of songs by the Four Seasons, one of the best-selling musical groups of all time. Our medley includes Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, Oh What a Night, and Who Loves You, as arranged by our own band member, Diane Upham. After that, we feature our brass section with the song Just a Closer Walk with Thee, a traditional gospel song that has been recorded by numerous artists such as Pat Boone, Johnny Cash, and Ella Fitzgerald. It is perhaps best known as the traditional tune used by jazz musicians for funeral processions, especially in the South. Please welcome Diane to the podium to direct the Four Seasons Medley and Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next, we're happy to feature the flutes, oboes, and tambourine to perform two Renaissance dances by Susato, and also our honored guest. Wow, very, very nice. Thank you, everyone. For our next set, we have two fun songs from decades back. First is Time's A-Wastin', later titled Things Ain't What They Used to Be, a down-home blues number written around 1942 by Mercer Ellington, son of Duke Ellington. This became one of the most requested songs for Ellington's band, often featuring jazz saxophonist Johnny Hodges. After that, we have Bill Bailey, written in 1902 by Huey Cannon and popularized by such stars as Louis Armstrong, Sarah Vaughan, and Pearl Bailey. Here are Time's A-Wastin' and Bill Bailey.
Thank you.
We close our concert with two familiar marches. First is Over There, written in 1917 by George M. Cohan and used as a propaganda song to encourage young men to enlist in the armed forces. After that is It's a Long Way to Tipperary, a popular song from World War I. It has been recorded many times, including the movie Das Boot, the musical Darling Lily with Julie Andrews, the final episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and the seasonal favorite coming up soon, It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Thanks for coming this evening, and thanks to all our musical guests for sharing their wonderful talents with us. We close with Over There and Tipperary March.
Thank you.